This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I don't think fans should spend all their time thinking about which team has more money or how much they're spending. We should talk about players and who we draft and who we're developing. And I just think it becomes a big narrative that's a distraction. The other part of this is, and a little bit frustrating at times, is, you know, we've invested more in the team and the ballpark and the neighborhood than any other owner out of their pocket in baseball. Like, we came out privately financing all the renovations at Wrigley, everything we do around Wrigley Field, you know, roughly $1 billion. And no one has that kind of financial commitment to their team. And so so when I have a fan come up and say, hey, you're cheap, or open your wallet or something like that, I just think they're just misinformed. And it's just the wrong way to look at our ownership.
That was the message Tom Ricketts was getting out there at the Cubs convention. A little too defensive in terms of the messaging. It's funny, we talked about it the other day, Groats, trying to explain some of the finances of the league. And I think we came to the conclusion it's not necessarily a winnable argument for Tom in terms of the public to try and place where the Cubs are towards the top of a second tier of well-to-do teams, but not quite at the level of the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Mets, and maybe the Yankees.
Right. They're not mega. They're not the mega market spending money on every single thing. The only mistake that Tom Ricketts made there, and maybe he's right about all that, but yeah, to call the fans misinformed.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I mean, we've taken a couple calls. Nobody's really listening Tom's message.
It's not working.
Nobody's listening to it. They're all saying the same stuff. We had a call earlier about that. The Cubs should be spending like the Dodgers. So don't do it again, Tom.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The Players Union with Tony Clark has spoken out today in USA Today. I'll get to that in a minute. Scott Boras, the super agent, has spoken out. Ken Rosenthal has spoken out. And a lot of those things are leading back to the Cubs. Let me say just something up front here about this, and I've felt this for a long time. The finances of MLB are broken. They've been broken for a long time. Every other league, pro sports league, has a cap and a floor, salary cap and a floor. And I think if you thought about, in terms of parity and competition and fans across the country truly believing that their team might be able to win someday, every other league's in a better spot than baseball. Every other league. Like, the nature of baseball as a game is that teams that win are not the ones that always spend
right,
the most.
Right.
And certain franchises with low payrolls and incomes, like Tampa and Cleveland and Milwaukee, have figured out some ways to do it. But the league is filled with low budget teams that don't even try.
Right. Well, and when they do try, Matt, to your point, it's maximum effort. It's not like these teams like Tampa Bay. It's like it's easy. Like that is
sure,
difficult.
But
difficult to pull off what they've pulled
but
off.
But they've figured out and they do it. There are like 10 or 12 franchises that don't give a crap and don't even try. Like the Rockies are a ridiculous embarrassment. The Pittsburgh Pirates are a ridiculous embarrassment, both taking advantage of revenue sharing. You know, and just staying dumb and staying profitable. And to that point, the Athletics broke club records in the free agent market this offseason only because they were forced to raise their payroll as a revenue sharing recipient.
I was going to say, I bet that number's not particularly high that they went to relative.
But the union was going to file a grievance
against
the Oakland A's.
Yeah, that's
if you
gross.
Don't have a payroll of at least 150% of what you get in assistance to improve their performance.
Yeah.
And they didn't want a grievance, so they spent some money on a few players. 19 teams this offseason spent less than the A's. 19 teams spent less than the A's. And those teams, to me, are more of the problem than the aren't-quite top-tier teams like San Francisco or the Cardinals or the Cubs. Just in my opinion, the Pirates are a bigger problem than the Cubs. The Rockies are a bigger problem than the Cardinals.
Because like, they won't spend the floor.
They're not even... There is no floor.
Yeah.
Baseball doesn't have a floor. And there's loads of teams taking advantage of that. And the whole thing is freaking broken and has been for a long, long time. So that's precursor for where I come from on this, okay? But in reading Tony Clark today with Bob Nightingale in USA Today, he makes it clear which teams he's targeting. And Tom Ricketts and the Cubs are going to be the face of what the players' union goes after and what the super agents go after. Okay, Tony Clark, lots of quotes to Bob Nightingale about the state of baseball and all the spending. He says, quote, "I have a dream that starting the year, all 30 teams would be committed to be the last team standing." Okay, and he continues, "It's interesting that more questions aren't being asked of those teams. We're in a climate where there have been releases highlighting how well the industry is doing and that the revenues in the industry is growing. And yet we've got 2/3 of the league that seems to be sitting on its hands." Yeah, a lot of teams are sitting on its hands. This is me paraphrasing, okay? But then here is this quote from Tony Clark. "Hypothetically speaking, it's an interesting dynamic when a club says it doesn't have any money, but it's otherwise investing hundreds of millions in properties around the ballpark and then leveraging the value it creates for the club to take more money, to do more with that property, all while running a professional ball club. I always find it fascinating when clubs talk about their finances and do so against the backdrop of an industry that's growing as quickly as this one. That's an interesting dynamic." That's Tony Clark. Not calling out the Cubs, but certainly subtweeting the Cubs.
Hypothetically.
Right?
This team with all that money surrounding the ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get it. And you know, Tom Ricketts and the Cubs are going to be the target, the primary target. And if you've ever wondered if the players' union and the super agent Scott Boras are going to be on the same page with this, here's Boras. Tanny, where's this Boras from? Who is he talking to?
This is the Foul Territory show with AJ. Yeah.
All right. So they're dealing with the potential work stoppage 2 years from now. And here's Scott Boras.
First of all, when we discuss CBAs, we have to talk about the business of baseball. We don't talk about labor only. We talk about, in the NFL and the NBA and the NHL, they have hard caps. And guess what? They had lockouts of 136 days in the NFL, 161 days in the NBA, and in the NHL, 119 days. So we know that in the relationship with labor, hard cap or no cap, we still have labor relations to conduct. What are the principal problems in a CBA negotiation? They are always based upon, we have to understand that owners are talking about what we do, what they have. Well, what do they have? Revenue definition is a monster. And it's something where we have now all of the clubs wisely using the CBA and saying, how can I divert revenues? Real estate. A club has maybe, I bought the club for $500 million. I'm now worth $2.5 billion. I have $2 billion in equity that I can do what? I go out and borrow money. I invest in real estate near the ballpark, or I grow enterprises near the ballpark that generate revenues. I deduct the cost of the expense to the franchise and reduce my profits, saying that this is debt alone I have on the team. And in fact, they're using their equity to grow proximity-based wise business decision where they're making millions that aren't included in the revenue. So when we talk about revenue definition, we have a broad issue with how we define that.
We know where the money is, Ricketts. We see the money. That's what all these guys are saying. We see the money sitting right there all around the ballpark. Put that money back into the team. We see the money.
It is exactly the same talking points. And without mentioning the club by name, it's as if
hilarious.
This is the game plan for the next 2 years, and it's going to be a bad look for the Cubs to deal with.
Hold on, Spiegel. They are going to do. You were talking about how the NFL is going to do the work for us in terms of promoting the Bears and making them a big deal.
Yes.
It looks like the national guys are going to take care of the Cubs. Those people who are listening right now are like, say what Tom Ricketts hates, that the Cubs are cheap and that they should be like the Mets. Like, so.
Oh, you're so right.
Oh, yes.
You're so right.
So these guys are going to take care of that. So that it's pretty huge that names that big are taking those shots against the Cubs organization.
The game plan of the player's side is to make specific owners look really, really bad.
They're guilting the Cubs.
And they're not going to go after the Pirates of the world.
Yeah, we expect more from you, Cubs. Isn't that what it's like? We know where you're hiding the money,
yeah.
And we expect more from you, just like the fan base.
Yeah, and,
just like the fan
well,
base.
And let me say this, because the union and Scott Boras, Tony Clark and Scott Boras, they love that $3.2 billion was spent in free agency, right? But as Bob Nightingale writes today, eight teams accounted for 75% of the spending. So eight teams have done
the majority of the spending.
The union is okay. And this happens every time. The union is okay with the stars getting billions while the rank and file are left behind, while the middle class of baseball is kind of priced out. And the union's okay with the stars making the money, and they just want everybody to raise up to there. So it makes sense that they will target these teams between 170 and 210, like the Cubs and the Giants, I'm sure, are going to get it. And the Cardinals are going to get it. And all those teams that are actually at least spending a little something mm-hmm. are going to be the ones that get hammered, while the Pirates just get to freaking drift around the world.
And then when they're good or they get hot, people will all compliment. Oh, look at this team and look what they've done.
Look at them. Look what they're doing.
Yeah, they're first place in May. Is this going to keep up? I don't know. There's a lot of challenges there in Pittsburgh.
That's why the whole thing is just it's just so broken to me. It's so gross and broken. But to your point about national folks doing like
our bidding.
Fomenting the rage. Is that the right word? Fomenting?
I liked it. Fomenting.
Can
anybody?
I get a ruling? I need a
fermenting.
Ruling.
Fermenting.
Is that like Ballard's or Bollards or what you were talking about earlier?
Google foment for me. Foment. I think I'm
There's
right.
There's an office scene where Dwight says foment and somebody says, hey, Dwight, define foment. And he says, you define foment.
No, I got it right. Instigate or stir it up. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Perfect.
Stirred it up.
Nice job.
Me and Dwight.
You have fomented.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Well, so there's a whole lot of fomenting going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole lot of fomenting going on, and it's not just going to be Boras and not going to be Tony Clark. It's going to be baseball scribes like Kenny Rosenthal,
yeah.
too.
This is fair?
Kenny Rosenthal.
Spiegel.
Yes.
Spiegel. Is it fair? Is it fair for – because basically what's going on,
sure.
These voices are telling the Cubs how to run their business.
Mm-hmm.
Is it – I mean, do you agree? Should the Cubs be – should there be more profits coming out of there to put back into the team?
I think they should open
or
the
players,
books.
I should be specific about that.
I think they should open the books and be as more transparent
really?
To let people know know if there's actually money truly coming in from all that stuff around the ballpark that they're not using to put back in. They need to be more transparent.
So they haven't said if they're profiting off of that. I mean, I know I heard Tom Ricketts saying that they break their goal is to break even
as a team.
As a team, but that doesn't have to do with the outside stuff, does it?
The outside stuff is not open for everybody to look at.
Okay. They could be sprouting.
Or they could have partners that they're using there and they're paying off debt and dealing with their partners and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but it's certainly safe to assume that there's something going on there. But to your point about the national people fomenting, Kenny Rosenthal doing some fomenting right here.
Today, I want to build on a note that I had in my Sunday Notes column, the one about the Cubs and how they whiffed on Alex Bregman. And I started the note by saying, or recalling, what Theo Epstein said when the Cubs traded for Aroldis Chapman during the 2016 season. Theo, who was trying to break a 108-year World Series title drought, said, "If not now, when?" Now, as I mentioned, the situation for the Cubs now is not as urgent as it was then. But Alex Bregman for them presented an opportunity, a pretty rare opportunity, at a moment in time when they should have been ready to strike. Now, why was Bregman such a rare opportunity? Couple of reasons. This is perhaps the only year the Cubs will have Kyle Tucker. At this point, you probably can say it is going to be the only year the Cubs are going to have Kyle Tucker because of the way that they've resisted spending long-term for the most part in recent years. So you've got 1 year of Kyle Tucker, at least one certain year of club control. You've had years in which you were financially disciplined, cutting the payroll, trying to put yourself in a position where when an opportunity like Bregman arose, you'd be ready to go. Well, what did the Cubs do? They made the fourth highest offer behind the Tigers, behind the Astros, behind the Red Sox. I'm talking about total guaranteed money. And obviously, they didn't get the player. So I was critical of them in this particular note, and I said, if not now, when? That's the question Theo asked. And Tom Ricketts, as owner, his answer lately seems to be never. And when you're charging the highest ticket prices in the game, or among the highest ticket prices, I should say, that's a problem. And that's a lack of commitment that, frankly, deserves to be called out.
That's Kenny Rosenthal.
Working for you.
Piling on.
Talk about the fans when I say you. Kenny Rosenthal working for you.
I think your take on this is right. You're seeing that's three voices. One, an agent for the players. One, the union boss of the players. And now an analyst, a baseball analyst who wants more teams in the mix and is not afraid to go after the Cubs.
I like that. Let me ask you this question.
Let me say one thing about Bregman real quick.
Yeah.
I really wanted them to go for Bregman. And I was the guy disappointed that they missed out on Bregman.
Sure.
And then there were a lot of people who were like, he's not worth it. He's not worth it. He's not worth that money. He's not, you know, the player. And I understand that too. Remember, I was like in this awkward space in between the other day when the Bregman news broke, because it's the kind of deal that you should be going for.
Yeah.
It's the kind of like Kenny's talking about. But are you supposed to sacrifice your baseball theories to do so? Like, and Jed was trying, he went for it, but like Bregman the player in decay, it's like there was a lot of smart baseball people and smart baseball fans who said that's too much money and yada yada. You have to spend stupid money, you know, and just like John Middleton said, you know, you gotta spend stupid money if you're really gonna go for it and try to win a World Series.
When Kyle Tucker comes back to Wrigley Field next year in a Cardinals uniform, will he get a standing ovation, do you think? Will he have played that well this year? Like, will he have 35 bombs in a Cubs uniform this year, 115 RBIs? Will that happen, and will he get a standing ovation? I don't know why I feel like it's headed. I mean, just hear Ken Rosenthal mention that at the very beginning, the Kyle Tucker, it doesn't feel like he's going to be, like, already is saying, Kyle Tucker, there's no way he's going to be, the way the Cubs are doing business, no way he's going to be here next year. It smells like the Cardinals.
God.
It smells like the Cardinals.
Kyle Tucker is a guy they should invest in. and sign long term.
He doesn't think they are, though. Is. And maybe he's just playing the cynical, this is what the Cubs do, so there's no way they're going to sign him. I mean, so that is interesting.
Do you think the anger is justified? I mean, I understand why these voices are doing it. Do you think it's justified to target these teams that are really close to spending what the top teams are, but not doing it.
As opposed to the Pirates. And,
yes.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
I mean, as opposed to all these teams that are spending underneath 19 teams that spend less than the A's.
And using the other teams.
14 teams that spent less than $45
million. I had not had it put to me that way with the numbers that you have brought to light here. It's
22 of the 30 teams have lowered payroll this season. 22 out of 30 have lowered payroll.
So it's like we're in the Cubs bubble and we're pissed, but there's a lot of markets that are pissed off. Most markets are probably pissed
off. All these numbers are in the Nightingale piece.
That's amazing.
A 22 out of 30 have lowered payroll. It's like the problem is so pervasive with everything, but the union and the agent wants to foment with they want to send the fans with their fomenting skills. And it's good to have fomenting skills.
Oh, absolutely. The
talk show hosts need fomenting skills.
It's a really important part of the whole thing to foment. You have fomented well.
Sometimes. Shane, didn't you minor in fomenting in college?
Well, it was fomenting arts, performative fomenting arts. And yeah, with my classmate Andy Richter.
Oh, yeah. Performative fomenting.
Arts,
absolutely.
Arts.
Excuse me.
A BA in arts.
Yeah, a BA in fomenting arts.
Was Andy Richter at the SNL special, Letterman?
Didn't see him.
No? Okay.
No.
I wasn't sure if
Conan
was there.
Conan was there.
Of course he was. He was a damn writer. He was on, he did skits.
Yeah.
A few.
He did a few.
Yeah.
So do you think it's right that the Cubs and these other second tier teams are getting targeted?
No, probably not, but I like that they're getting targeted. I think that's the answer. You're right. It's probably not fair. And maybe it's not even fair for Tom Ricketts to be called cheap, but I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
That's understandable.
Yeah.
All right. It's 670 The Score. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. It's Spiegs and Mark Grody. The enemy might have been one that was inside the house. We'll get to that and hear Jed Hoyer on Justin Turner next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
I mean, theoretically, I think important. I think that just trying to, fortify the roster in any way possible. You know, I think that you're always trying to think about what things can go wrong, how to get better in each area. And I think that's kind of how we spent the end of this offseason, trying to think about where we felt vulnerable. And I think that that's an area that we felt particularly vulnerable.
That is Jed Hoyer talking about Justin Turner in the theoretical, but now Turner is here. $6 million, 1 year. Really good sound from Nico Horner about an hour ago on this show. Excited about Justin Turner. A lot of praise for him at the plate, and he got specific on the kind of at-bats. Thought that was really good stuff, Mark Grody, about him having the backside line drive in his toolbox to use to go the other way as opposed to trying to drive the ball with pull. I mean, that's what the best hitters in the game have.
Just like the White Sox, Mike Talkman, like we were talking about with him. I mean, seriously, like Talkman had and will continue to have great at-bats, takes a ton of pitches and will go, maybe out of necessity, power to the opposite field.
It's hard to do both. And what did Talkman say when you brought it up to him? He wishes he had more power to the pull side.
Of course.
That's what Turner does have.
Yeah.
It's the greatest hitters who have both. JD Martinez has both. Freddie Freeman has both, right? Like all these guys who are true artists of it can pull the ball with power and go the other way. It's what you dream of. And Turner does have that in his bag.
He's the final piece to the Cubs puzzle, whether you want it to be or not. He is the final piece.
We're going to hear a surprise from Cubs camp in a matter of moments that I hear is something that we need to hear and the listeners desperately need to hear. But I teased that the enemy was once within the house. Theo Epstein played a big role, according to The Athletic's Jen McCaffrey, in the Red Sox landing Alex Bregman. Theo Epstein, who's part of the Fenway ownership group, played a big role, especially helping Craig Breslow in how to structure contracts along the way. Sam Kennedy, the business president of the Red Sox, who, by the way, is Theo's high school friend, for anybody who does not know.
Okay.
They're dear friends who grew up together. And now one owns the Red Sox in part, and the other runs the Red Sox as the president of business operations. Sam Kennedy said, quote, Theo was really, really helpful and provided counsel along the way that helped us think about different deal structures and also ripping up different deal structures. I really think it helped Brez in terms of you're talking about perhaps the best negotiator in the history of baseball agents, and Brez is still a year and a half, 2 years on the job. Craig Breslow said, quote, about Theo, he was incredibly helpful. From everything, from let's make sure that we zoom out to here's maybe the right way to communicate. Also, he was respectful. The reality, ultimately, this had to be my decision. His opinion may be something I needed to do what I felt like I was comfortable with. So there you go, Cub fans. Theo Epstein helping to close the Bregman deal.
I'm making this call out of obligation.
Oh, God.
Very betrayed at this point, you know? Very predictable. Wins it, goes running back to Boston, gets in their ownership group, and now he's consulting on how to get players that the Cubs should have.
It has a different feel when you think about him leaving when he did, because the decisions that were going to have to be made of like saying goodbye to the core.
So long, suckers. It was. That's kind of the way it was. With
came
Theo.
Here, did the thing.
So long. Good luck. Good luck with your pandemic.
Got you that title.
Good luck.
Got you that title. Hope you enjoyed that. I know it said 10 years. How about 9?
I mean, he's always going to have that in his pocket. I mean, we're going to, look, we could talk about, and it will be exhaustingly discussed, should the Cubs have done more? Should they have won another World Series? Probably not, because Theo Epstein broke the curse, 108 years, all of that. It sits in his pocket like gold.
He's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
He's going to go to the Hall of Fame, and he'll be the guy who broke the curse in Boston and in Chicago.
It's like, right, so he did zero wrong. Even if he did some wrong in Chicago, he did zero wrong. His resume, his legacy will do nothing but age well. Whereas Joe Madden's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Right? Like
Theo's legacy is going to age very, very,
very
well.
Like yes, he'll be the guy that put the team together that won the World Series. Joe Madden should get credit as the manager that won the World Series. Unfortunately, we remember too many things that were errors in Game 7.
Some bad things that happened.
Yeah. Anyway,
bad things go happen. Yeah. All right. Speaking
something
of
happened
here on the score. We need to hear this. Apparently, what are we listening to? Because I'm told that this is a surprise of sorts from Cubs camp.
Yeah, Alex Kuhn came running here. It's like the old days when one of the producers runs in and says, hey, we got some electric tape here we got for you guys. So apparently Craig Counsell was asked about his media obligations this season, and I believe our show falls in that jurisdiction. So he elaborated on that a little bit.
Well, I actually don't know. I have no idea.
How you mean?
I don't know if it is. I'm not sure if it is or not.
I always thought that was up to the manager. It's not every manager who's done it.
Are you talking about the Chicago Weekly show?
No, you just don't you go on his station every morning?
Is that your station? I get confused. You got a lot of jobs. Is that your station?
I don't own it, no. Odyssey owns it.
Don't you do a radio show?
I do a radio show,
you did.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, I have no idea.
Yeah, probably good.
Okay, we're, yes.
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 You don't sound that excited.
Last year we did it with, did we do Danny Parkins last year?
We did Parkins and Spiegel.
Yeah. But Danny's not there anymore.
Danny's not there, Spiegel.
I think he's asking about a daily show.
No. I'm asking, do you like it?
The weekly show.
Is that part of your responsibility, or
we're going to do that show this year? Yes, I enjoy having fun with those guys. Yeah, I mean Danny's been a friend for a long time, so actually like that made that part fun. And then I've gotten to know the Spiegel guy, who I know is a huge Cubs fan and huge baseball fan.
Did you do that?
The fact that they are, I did not do that. I did that in Milwaukee.
No, that's a pregame show.
No, I did a pregame show with you. Yeah, I did it on the radio. I did like a 90-second morning, like, quick thing. Yeah. With, like, non-sports people.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Matt. Sorry. Is that offensive?
Hmm?
Is that offensive?
you know his partner, his new partner that he plays?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
Yeah. He's doing the games this weekend.
We had fun at Cubs convention. Actually, that was a good interview. We had fun.
Yeah, they enjoy being out with you.
Yeah.
I think you're a fun guy.
That was great. That was great. The Spiegel guy.
Matt, is that offensive? No, not offensive.
Why was everything so difficult for them when they were all going around in a circle trying to figure out what was happening?
And
Bruce basically disowned us? Just said that's an Odyssey station?
He just said he doesn't own the station.
Yeah, right.
I'm on that station, but I don't own that.
He does not want to represent the Score. That's what I heard.
Bruce, by the way, on the show tomorrow at 4:25.
Excellent. Bruce.
I think Bruce actually did us a solid there. Bruce brought it back around to me.
He did.
He set him up and Craig knocked him down.
Yeah, he did. He brought it back around. And then somebody shouted in the background, he's doing the games this weekend. Who was that?
Oh, I did not notice that.
Was that Andy Martinez, I wonder?
Was it Sullivan, too, in that?
Yeah, Sully was driving the thing about the radio show.
Yeah.
Paul Sullivan, the baseball Bigfoot of this here town from the Chicago Tribune, from a long line of baseball Bigfoots. Shout out to Dave Van Dyke, you know, and others. I think that's the first
Phil
guy.
Phil Rogers back in the day.
Exactly right. That's Sully now. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the good part about Sully is he plays the part of historian very well, too, because he's seen a lot. He's seen a lot.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
Well, okay, so when will the Craig Council interviews begin? Will that be the first week? What's going on here?
I don't
know. What's happening? When's the first Craig Council?
We're going to do that show this year, yes.
That show?
I enjoy having fun with those guys, yeah. I mean, Danny's been a friend for a long time, so actually, like, that made that part fun. And then I've gotten to know the Spiegel guy, who I know is a huge Cubs fan, and huge baseball fan.
Did you do that in
the
Milwaukee?
Fact that they are, I did not do that. I did that in Milwaukee.
With you? No, that's a pregame show.
No, I did a pregame show with you. Yeah, I did it on the radio. I did like a 90-second morning, like, quick thing. Yeah. With, like, non-sports people.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
I also like the 90-second thing. Like, yeah, there I had to do a 90-second thing. Here I got to do this whole damn thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I kind of want Bruce as the Spiegel guy. I want that as, like, a ringtone.
Oh,
you
that's
know what
so,
I mean?
That is awesome.
Oh, is that beautiful. Yeah,
correct.
That's a good job.
I like
Bruce.
It. He's getting to know you. Like, he's starting to feel it a little bit. I hope he has more fun with you guys this year.
I'm sure he will.
Didn't last year, but there were times where I was like, come on, Craig, loosen up a little bit. Have some fun with these guys. These are fun people. They're my friends.
Yeah, dude, last year when I was out there, I talked to Craig and, like, talked about things that I asked him a Spiegelian question. You guys remember that? I asked him a Spiegelian question and a Parkinsian question last year, and he gave phenomenal responses.
Yeah.
Council can be very, very funny.
I know it's there. Like, all of it's there.
Yes.
Have you ever asked him about his batting stance when he was a player?
I don't think I have.
He held the. I'd like you to do that for me. I just want to throw that request in there. Put that on the dock right now for the first time you guys have Council on.
Okay.
Yes.
Done deal.
Bat way up here. See?
That's right.
What was that all about?
I was typing it in the doc for the first time.
Oh, thank you.
I thought
you were doing a drum roll and you were going to announce that Craig Council was coming on the show.
Breaking news. I have been corrected on my journalistic terms by, see if you guys can guess who sent me this text. Paul Sullivan is the In the Wake of the News columnist, technically.
David Haw. John Greenberg.
The Trib doesn't have a Bigfoot anymore.
Mitch Rosen.
Just beat writers. Keep going.
Oh, we haven't gotten it?
No.
Dan Bernstein.
Yes,
there
of course.
Because he gets the hard copy every day.
There he is.
Bernsey does.
There you go.
Okay.
I got the hard copy right here.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, you do because you are. Is your picture in that?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Tributosaurus performed on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday.
It was Friday.
One hit Wonders of the 70s.
Just Friday.
And there was a music critic there who did a whole write-up in the Chicago Tribune, real review of Tributosaurus.
Unbelievable. unbelievable.
And your picture is in there with the guy with the red hair. Yes.
Yeah. Chris Neville's picture is in there. Yes. Justin Turner, the guy with the red hair.
That's right. No, it was blue, actually. Yeah,
a big, glorious picture of Chris, and then
nice.
A picture of the two of us as well on the next page. It's a beautiful beautiful article.
Do you remember when I performed with Tributosaurus?
You were great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were great.
I got to read the news.
Yes, you did.
By the way, I told Rob Hart about that the other day. I was like, hey, by the
name
way.
Dropper.
Well, no, check this out, man. Rob kind of crushed me because I was like, hey, man. I was like, I got to do the reading the news thing for Tributosaurus. I heard you did it the year before. And you know what he said to me? He goes, oh, and I got to take this up with Spiegel. He goes, oh, yeah, man. I was supposed to do it this year, too, but I couldn't. Oh.
What did he do? Mrs. Train?
Yeah, possibly. But the point is, Shane, I was the second person asked, obviously,
Mark,
in this. So
Mark.
I was the fifth person asked. Right?
I did have a depth chart. I'm sorry. I thought we talked about this.
I think
this.
You did, but it was just funny that Rob was like, oh, yeah, actually, I was asked to do that this year. So
well, he's the world's last remaining newsman, so
well,
it's no surprise.
I think it's perfect. You're right. Rob Hart, like I said, he really enjoys news.
He's a news junkie.
He is, and a radio junkie, but of course he should do it.
Hart, and then my next call was Dane Placco.
You did tell me that.
Because I love Dane. Is a terrific guy and a newsman.
What was Dane up to? Why couldn't Dane do it?
He had to anchor on Fox.
Oh, okay.
But he said, I'd really rather do that.
Oh, okay.
But I've got to anchor. And then he suggested, hey, you want to call, who's that guy?
Rob Hart.
Mike, who was a political reporter for NBC.
Oh, Flannery.
Mike Flannery. He said Mike Flannery might be available. Oh, he lives up that way.
Oh, he's a celebrity.
Wouldn't Mike Flannery have been amazing?
People recognize that guy.
But instead of cold calling Mike Flannery, I called Mark Brody.
So I was the safe pick. Brody, what time can you be there?
No, you were a dream. I was hopeful. I didn't know.
I had a lot of fun doing that was very cool.
And now you're guest list for life.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yes. You better be careful what you asked for. Yeah, Brody be calling you, hey, put me down
it's
for five.
It's Mark Grody and the Spiegel guy.
The
right
Spiegel
here.
Guy. That's our guy.
670 The Score. We'll crosstalk with our friend Anthony Herron in a matter of moments on The Score.
Spiegel at home.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on The Score.
How you doing, buddy? Have a good day, all right?
Before we find out how Anthony Herron is doing and wish him a good day, let me tell you that the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest is easy to enter. Just download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to The Score each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry for a chance to win this unforgettable trip for four during the first weekend of the tournament in March. Stay at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Airfare is also included, plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience in Vegas. That's the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest.
Nice.
Mark Grody and me, the Spiegel guy, alongside with Shane and Tanny, and welcoming in our friend Anthony Herron, who follows us on The Score. What's up, Ant?
What's up, fellas? How you both doing?
We're good, man.
Yeah, man.
We're solid. Thanks.
Glad to hear it. I'm still in the process of recovering from a little roll bounce yesterday with the kiddos. Went out. It was harder than I anticipated to find somewhere to go roller skating. I feel like there used to be roller rinks all over the place, and now most of them have seemingly been replaced by ice rinks. And you know, we had to look, we had to search. We did find a place though where son had the holiday off from school. This is the part of the year where my schedule is a bit lighter, more manageable, more mobile to be able to do some things. So I wanted to get out and do some stuff. So, you know, we found a roller rink, brought the fam out there, you know, had my nephew and his parents came with us too. And we got out there, but it was a bit of a sojourn to find it. My knees are feeling it today.
So did you say roll bounce? Did you go down? I mean, the kids, I'm sure, went down. That's part of the price of doing business. But did you?
No, just roll bounce is just and good times and the mashup and compilation of a couple of different jams that are known for roller skating in the greater Chicagoland area. So when we're talking roll bounce, we're just talking about roller skating. No, I did not go down.
Okay. Did you guys have sanctioned, sponsored roller skating parties when you were in junior high, like where you would, the teachers would go and chaperone it, and like you, it was a whole thing. It was like a dance.
I did not have sanctioned ones.
Only the unsanctioned roller skating parties.
He went on his own.
I remember going one like Friday night, and like I did not skate. I did not feel comfortable skating. Did not trust myself. This will be a shock. I just went to the snack bar and then hung out.
Do you ice skate, Speaks?
I have, but I do not actively.
Okay.
It's hard. Yeah, I don't.
Ropes?
I have tried. So, man, what I have realized about myself is that I am just not good at the balance sports. Like, I'm not good at being on skates. I suck at skiing, and I've tried it. I have tried skiing in Colorado and Utah, and I just suck.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
This is part of Anthony's, you know, unfair advantage as an athletic person. You know what I mean? It's part of it.
So are you a good skater?
There's a lot of really unathletic people on both roller skates and ice skates. I can attest to witnessing that with these own two eyes here.
You're better than all of them, though, aren't you, for the most part?
I mean, at roller skating, I'm fine. You know, I'm good at roller skating. I don't know that I'd be an Olympic roller skater, but, you know, I can hold my own. The ice skates, I just didn't grow up doing it.
Right, same.
But, you know, I've been on ice skates a couple of times, and it's fine. What I can't do at all, and I'm not willing to risk at this point in my life, is a couple of days ago, we went up to Wisconsin because my wife grew up skiing. And so we kind of had back-to-back days where we went up to Wisconsin. My wife skied. We met up with some friends and their son, who's really tight with our son. We went up there. And so, you know, the husband and I, we just hung out inside. And then my wife and his wife and our two sons, they all just went outside and skied throughout the day. So my wife handled the skiing on Sunday. I handled the roller skating on Monday. So we had back-to-back days where I was out there just making sure he didn't, like, you know, impale himself on roller skates.
A really important question I'm going to ask for Shane. Are your Christmas lights down yet in front of the house, Anthony? Just want to check in about that.
You just tell Shane to learn how to refer to transition when he's going to text me about certain things. That's what Shane needs to worry about.
What happened?
I'm going to keep it off the airwaves because I don't want Shane's job to be in jeopardy.
You literally don't. I said crosstalk. What's wrong with saying crosstalk? It's tranny we can't say anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Or
we can, but we're not supposed to.
We're not going to.
Well, that's like you're talking about transmission. When you say tranny, you're talking about transmission.
Exactly. Yeah. Transition.
Yeah. Transmission.
Crosstalk is what I said. And Ann's like, oh, you're not supposed to say that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no crosstalk.
Take your Christmas lights down.
Yeah, I don't like crosstalk. People should just be able to share without having anybody use crosstalk, don't you think?
Right. You're just so happy to be the homeowner now, aren't you, Big Ann Heron?
I am. Yeah. Very much so.
Good for you.
It's been a grand experience.
Congratulations on that.
Anthony, what have ye on the show?
What will you handle?
What have ye? What's on the show tonight, sir?
Oh, man. We got a jam-packed show from 6 to 9 p.m. this evening. Elise Menneker is going to join me early to talk some Cubs. Yep. Obviously, some big news there. So we're going to talk to Elise. She's out in Mesa hanging with the team. Chad Ryder of NFL Media will be with us as well. Talk about some combine happenings with him and some of the guys who he had in his mock draft that will be going to the Bears, according to Chad Ryder. And Steve Weiss of the NFL Network, who Steve and I are both going to be in New Orleans this weekend for the HBCU Legacy Bowl. It's a Black College All-Star game. They just had the HBCU Combine in New Orleans early in the week, and then the game itself, the Legacy Bowl, will be this Saturday. He'll call it on television for NFL Network. I'm calling it on radio for NFL Radio. So Steve's going to be there with me and get more into the weeds of some of the combine happenings and certainly some of the other news from around the league. And then later in the show, my guy Pete Futek. It's a big college football news happening with the Big Ten and the SEC dominating the universe.
Outstanding. Have fun, man. Sounds like a good show.
See I appreciate you both.
Later, buddy.
All right, man, that's Anthony Heron. He's got you from 6 to 9 with that guest lineup as discussed. Thank you to Shane Reardon for executively producing this fine program. At least he did a fine job executively producing. You can judge the program up on your own.
Right, or the content with Anthony Heron and their text messaging.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you to Chris Tano for making this sound better than we are each and every single day. Thank you, Mark Grody. You're a delight.
Love it. Thank you for having me, Spiegel.
Thank you to our guest today, Nico Horner. Also, Jason Leisure. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Valenti, Detroit sports radio superstar. Mike Valenti will be on the show. Patrick Manley tomorrow?
Hopefully. He's doing a Pat thing, probably golfing.
Doing that Pat thing. See you later, everybody.
Bye.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.